The Colombian government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, better known as the FARC, have signed an historic peace agreement, hoping to end a conflict that started in 1964. James Blears reports it's now up to the Colombian people to vote on the accord in a referendum.
The talks, negotiations, rows, frustration, pride-swallowing and practical compromises leading to peace have taken 4 long years in Havana, Cuba. People smiled, hugged and silently wept as the head of the government delegation, Humberto de la Calle, and the FARC's chief negotiator, Ivan Marquez, signed for peace, shook hands and smiled with relief. A bilateral ceasefire since June has held, and at long last the conflict is at an end. The cost in every sense has been ghastly and appalling. Almost 250,000 people have been killed, many thousands wounded and maimed, millions more permanently displaced. The points which have been thrashed out, ironed out and inked in, point by agonizing point, are land reform, justice for victims of the conflict, disarmament, political participation in the democratic process by the FARC, plus implementation of the entire deal. To make it binding, there will be a nationwide referendum on October the 2nd. President Juan Manuel Santos, who staked his reputation, career and very life in persisting for peace through thick and thin, is appealing to all Colombians to vote for a bright and a stable future. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.